This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're tuned in to Joy 94.9, Up Early with Annie and Ando, and we do have someone on the line with a drone story. Her name is Rachel, and apparently her boyfriend crashed the drone that she lovingly bought for him. Oh. How are you, Rachel?
Good, how are you?
Very well, good, thank you. We are talking about drones this morning, and I can relate to this. I have had a couple that I've accidentally broken in half. What happened?
So basically, I bought the drone for my boyfriend as a Christmas present. And we lived across the road from quite a large park. And the park is kind of adjacent to a busy road, but it's a decent sized park. So you would have thought that, you know, it would have been fine. So the first flight of the drone, he sets it off and the drone flies up into the air. And we're watching it fly around and we're like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. And then out of nowhere, the drone kind of took off and it went straight up. We actually couldn't see the drone anymore. It was just somewhere in the sky.
Gone for KFC or something.
Yeah. And then after a little bit, we were just like, well, if it's gone up that high and we're no longer flying it, it must have to come down at some point. So we decided to walk through the park looking for the drone. We got to the edge of the park, sort of close to the road, and we spotted the drone, and it was sitting perfectly, like, landed upright in the middle of the road. Yeah, and anyway, we're walking over kind of, you know, in a little bit of a hurry, but it was, you know, just sitting there. It was okay. Then out of nowhere, a van drove past and literally the drone was in the middle of the road. So the van probably could have driven over it and it might have been okay, but no, the van drove over the drone and flattened it, just beyond repair.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say just
it was pretty devastating at the time, I'm not going to lie.
It's like when you can see it coming like miles away when you're saying that, like middle of the road. Oh.
Yeah, and it's kind of like one of those things that you can see it happening and you're moving towards
slow
it, but
motion.
You're just like, yeah, and there's sort of nothing that can be done. And you're just like, in your head, you're like, this is surely not happening. This is not happening. But yeah.
It's like the scene of Mrs. Doubtfire when her face drops down out of the window and the garbage truck squashes it.
How much was the drone worth?
It was expensive. I'd say like easily $400 was spent on the drone. Yeah, one fly and then it was dead.
You could have spent it on a helicopter ride. That would have been way more romantic and worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah, or anything else that would have lasted longer than the 20-second flight that the drone did get. But anyway.
What was the rest of the day like?
We live and learn.
I'm trying to imagine the conversation on the walk home.
The worst part was is that we actually had my sister and her partner over at the same time. So
audience.
Yeah, and it was almost like I was really kind of angry that it happened because I was like, that was a really expensive drone. But I was also like, don't be angry. It wasn't his fault. And we've got visitors here. So, you know, there can't be a scene or anything. But everyone was just like weirdly silent, like, oh, no. It was so awkward. Like, I actually feel bad that they were like at our house. And they're like, yeah,
ruined
this is
the day.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. So
did you get another one?
No.
Mm. Oh, that's it.
That's it. No more drones.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.